Praise the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised and glorified and to be honored. Amen. What a wonderful testimony of what God can do in a yielded life. See, sometimes we think we make this gospel so hard, but all we got to do is just say yes to God. That's all he's looking for, is somebody to say yes, and he'll do the rest. All God's looking for is a yielded vessel, just like Jesus was a yielded vessel to the Father, and all he said was yes, and God did the rest. The Father did the rest. And that's what it's all about. That's what Christianity is all about. It's about us saying yes to God for what you want to do in my life, no matter what it looks like. Amen? Abraham, who the father of our faith, God asked him to come away from your family, come away from your country, to a place that I'm going to show you. Do you know how much faith that takes? He didn't even know where he was going. But yet he was willing and obedient, and he became the father of our faith. See, we want to know when we're going to get there, how long is it going to take, am I staying in a hotel, where am I staying, what's the food like, yada, 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 yada. That's not faith, okay? Faith is, God, whatever you got for me to do, that's what I'm going to do, amen? And that's what the position that God wants us all to be if we claim to be believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we claim that our lives have been transformed. Paul said that your life is no longer your own. You have been bought with a price, the cross. But we want to hold on so much because it's going to be uncomfortable. I might not like the food. I might not be able to talk the language. I might not be able to do all these things that we put in the way of God working through your life. And that's even right here in America. Thank God that we go on missions trips. We got people right over here in America that need to hear the gospel, amen? We need people who need to hear that God can set you free. The people need to hear that you no longer have to be a drug addict, a drug dealer, a prostitute, a pimp, whatever your situation or circumstance. So therefore, we have to continue as a church to push forward in the things that God is calling us to do. Amen? I'm trying to calm myself down a little bit. Because all them songs that they were singing today, there is no way they knew I didn't talk to anybody that I was going to come at Romans 1:16, where Paul said that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. There is no way they knew that. I'm sitting over there ready to bust. Every one of these songs that they're singing, I'm saying there is no way they knew I was going to say what I'm going to say today. Because I want to talk to you all about the power of God. And that's what this is all about. And all of you are a witness of the power of God in your life. Each and every one of you, the day you say yes to Jesus and your life became transformed, the power of God came into your life. And sometimes we allow situations and circumstances, family, friends, people with bad attitudes and everything else get in the way of that power because we truly don't understand when Jesus went to that cross what he did for us. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:11 that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is the same spirit that lives in me. Now, you mean to tell me that God can raise a dead man with no heartbeat and no pulse, and he can't work through you? And the only reason why he can't is because we don't allow him to. Because you have to understand, we have to be yielded vessels to God. We have to yield our lives to God. As I was saying earlier, yes. Because when Paul was talking here, he said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation first, to everyone who believes." See, this whole thing works is if you believe. See, Jesus didn't waste time with people. He just spoke what God gave him to spoke. He just did what he saw the Father did. And he left it up to the people to make a decision whether they were going to say yes or whether they're going to say no. See, we waste too much time with people that don't want to hear it anyway. That's why I said don't cast your pearls among the swine. Because there's certain people that don't want to hear the message. There's certain people that are just happy where they are. happy on their way to hell. All right? Point blank. Because that's where they're going without Christ. Amen? But understand, God does not send people to hell. He just honors your choice not to choose him. Everybody understand that? God just honors the people's choice. The gospel is out there. You just have to make a choice. So Paul goes on in verse 17. He says, For in this gospel, it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. We're the just. We're the ones that have been made right by Jesus. So our life each and every day has to be a faith walk. Right? Paul said that we walk by faith and not by sight. See, we don't look at the economy and say things are bad for me. Why? Because heaven ain't bankrupt. Amen? My source is from up above. My word says, my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. See, that's the power of God. Even though the economy in the world is going crazy, God's economy is never going crazy. Amen? And that's what we have to understand, that we walk by faith. And he said, it is the power of God unto salvation. That word power in the Greek, it means miraculous power. It means the ability, the abundance, the strength, the wonderful work of God. Just you waking up every day is a wonderful work of God. Because if you had to stop the gate, got the Freeman, okay, and read through the obituaries, you're not in it. Okay? So that's a miraculous work that God is still operating in my life. Amen? And that's what we have to understand. That same power is living inside of me. But when we explain the gospel to people, we have to understand it's not just coming to church. It's not just singing songs. It's not just going to life groups. No, the gospel is a call to repentance, to salvation in Jesus Christ, and to eternal life. Because John 3:16 said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomever shall believe. There's that word again. It's all about our belief. Whoever shall believe shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's all about what we believe about God. See, a lot of people just have an intellectual relationship with God. They know about him. They know he was Mary's baby. They know he was born in Nazareth. All right? They know all the information. And I was just telling somebody the other night, that's the way they understand God. But when you have saving faith, you understand that Jesus said that without the shedding of blood, that there is no remission of sins. There is no forgiveness. You understand that my relationship with God, I have been forgiven. Intellectual faith does not grab a hold of that. That's why they cannot enter into a true relationship, personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was explaining to somebody, it was hard for them to understand. I was saying, listen, I said, just like me, I said, intellectually, I know that Barack Obama is the president of the United States. I know he's married to Michelle. They got two children. They got a dog. They live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. But I don't know Barack, because if I knew Barack, I'd take my cell phone and say, Barack, what's happening, my brother? Okay? That's a personal relationship. And that's what we have to understand about Christ, the power that came into our lives that day when we said yes to Jesus, that we are personally connected to God. Amen? So that no matter what we want, no matter what circumstance we're going through, no matter what's coming against us, we have the power to prevail. The same power that conquered the grave lives in me. Amen? The same power that conquered the grave, we sing that song, lives in me. But do we truly believe it? See, it's one thing to sing it, but then there's another thing to live it out each and every day of your life. See, the thing of it is, when I look at the news and I look at all the craziness and I look at everything that's going on in this world, I don't get upset. Why? Because I understand it's about sin. See, they want to call it everything else except for what it really is. It's sin in the hearts of people. It's the sin nature that each and every man on this earth was born with until they come encounter with the cross of Jesus Christ and become born again. So we don't need to get upset. Talk about how crazy the world is, how busy the devil is. That's his job. But he's under our foot. So ain't no need to talking about him. Not somebody that's under your foot. What you gonna do? Amen? But we have to understand that that Jesus was the sacrifice for our sins. Amen? John 1:29 says, the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. See, once that sin nature is removed out of your life because of the blood to cleanse you and everything else, that's when the sins stop in your life. He said he come to take away the sin. He didn't say he come to take away sins. He took away the sin nature, okay, which the sins come out of. Amen? Does everybody understand me? Okay, so as every born-again believer, okay, if you're operating in sin, that's because it's your choice, because Jesus already done took it away. And the power of God is living inside of you for you not to sin. He didn't say that temptation wasn't going to come. He didn't say all the rest of the stuff that used to happen in your life before wasn't going to come at you. But now you have the power of God resonating in your life to say no. Just like Joseph. Amen? When Potiphar's wife was coming on, Joseph said, no, it ain't happening, sister. I ain't the one. All right? You have that same power. Change is possible because sin's power over us has been permanently broken. That's what God did that day on the cross. That the power of sin that had the world in his day in that grips was broken forever. And that same power lives in you, where sin is broken in your life forever. And like I said, it's up to you to access that power. It's up to you to plug in. Remember the day Josh was going to plug that thing in and put the hanger around his neck? All right? You have to plug into the power that God made accessible for you. You can't blame God if you don't plug into the power. Amen? You can't blame the air conditioner company if you don't plug the air conditioner into the wall. Amen? And you can't blame Central Hudson if you don't turn on the light switch. It's no different. Jesus went to the cross to set us free. That's why he said, whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. But you have to walk in freedom. Freedom is a choice. See, we have been set free to live a life that is pleasing to God. Listen to what it says in Luke 3 in the Amplified. He says, bear fruits that are deserving and consistent with your repentance. That is a conduct worthy of a heart change and a heart aborting sin. In other words, a heart that hates sin. If anyone, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. All right, everybody got that? If you in Christ and he's in you, you become a new creation. That the old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. All things, everything in your life, the way you think, the way you act, the way you talk, where you go, who you operate in, who, what relationships you allow to get close to you. Do you understand that? That we are the ones, no matter what the rest of the world does. I get so upset with people who call themselves Christian, always talking about the world. We don't take our cues from the world. We take our cues from right here, what this book says. Because we're walking by faith. Because the world is flip-flopping. One day they love you, the next day they don't. One day they hate you, the next day they don't. So who wants to deal with that? Because we have a book that teaches us that the Lord says that I am the Lord. I change this not. So no matter what changes, your demographics, your economics, your situations and circumstances, no one thing, God is never going to change. God is never going to change his love for you. Paul said that I am persuaded that there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you realize that? There is absolutely nothing that can separate you from the love of God except for you. You are the only one that can separate yourself from the love. You're the only one that can separate yourself from the power. You're the only one that can separate yourself from the healing. You're the only one that can separate yourself from the deliverance. Jesus has done it all. He done paid it all. It is finished. It's finished. The power of God is living in me. It's finished. It's a done deal. Listen to what he says in John, 1 John 1:7. He said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. See, the power of that day, that's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to them who believe. See, you got to believe that I'm clean, all right? Now, you might not be acting like it, all right? But it comes when you start believing and start lining up what this word says about the blood of God that can cleanse my life. Then you're going to start operating in it each and every day of your life. Because why? I have been clean. I have been washed. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Wonder-working power. That's what Paul was talking about. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb to wash your mind, to wash your heart, to cleanse you. That's why he says in Romans 12:2, he says, be not conformed to this world, which means don't be poured into the mold of this world. Don't attach yourselves to the systems of this world, but be ye transformed in the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you understand that? Good, acceptable, and perfect will. God's not just going to accept anything from us. Why? Because he bankrupted heaven when he sent Jesus. He sent the best that he had for us to set us free, that each and every day in our lives that we walk in the light as he is in the light. You understand? Jesus was the light from the very beginning. When God said, let there be light, and there was, that was Jesus. You understand? When it came to creation and everything else. Because, see, I don't care. Right now there might be a void in your life. Anytime there's a void in your life, expect a voice to speak. Because it said the earth was full of void, right? And then God said. See, there ain't nothing wrong with the void. But you got to listen to the voice that's speaking through the void. Amen? See, because it was the power of God even in creation. When God spoke and said, let there be, there was. Amen? And you got the same power. Because if I was created in his image and his likeness, and God spoke everything into existence, every time I open up my mouth, I'm either turning on the death cycle or I'm turning on the life cycle. Because the Bible says that death and life are in the power of your tongue. See, because it doesn't matter what the situation and circumstance is, okay? Because Christ then overcame it all. Amen? And he says in Revelation 3:21, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne as I have overcome and sat with my Father on his throne. So you're in that situation and circumstance so you can see that you can overcome it. That the power that lives in me, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. The greater God that lives inside me is greater than any situation or circumstance I might be facing. But I got to access the power that was given to me. I can't access the power my family taught me. I can't access the power that the school taught me. I can't access the power that my friends taught me. No, I got to access the power that Christ gave to me that day when he climbed up on that cross. Now, that's power. Because that's the gospel. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. Amen? Because the Bible says in Romans 6 that if we die with Christ, that we also rise in the newness of life. See, but we have to learn to die to the things of this world. Amen? Listen to what it says here in 1 Chronicles 29. You ain't got to turn there. All right? Verse 11, he says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might, and in your hand is to make great and give strength to all. See, Paul understood that. See, you got to understand, Paul was one of the greatest enemies of the church till he met up with the ascended Jesus, all right? Paul didn't just meet up with the resurrected Jesus. He met up with the glorified Jesus. See, it was 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and he said a bright light outshined the sun. and knocked him off his horse and blinded him. So Paul understood about the power of God. That's why he said, I'm not ashamed of this gospel, because he understood the power that transformed his life to be the chief persecutor of the church, to now become the chief lover of the church, even greater than anybody else was on the earth. That power that overtook Paul that day transformed his whole life. Amen? And that's what he's saying here, that God's power is so great, God's power in his hand, that to give people strength. That's what he's talking about, the power of God. That's why Paul said that I could do all things through Christ who does what? Strengthens me. You need strength in your life? Pull on God. That's why Jesus said that I am the vine and you are the branches. The same sap that's in the vine should be in the branches. You need strength? You need to pull on God. You need peace? You need to pull on God. You need hope? You need to pull on God. Amen? It's all in the word, and we have to understand that. See, because Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. In 1 Corinthians 1:18, he says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is the power of God. To the rest of the world, it is foolishness, but to us, it's the power. It's the power that has been demonstrated in your life. The power that helped you to come overcome alcoholism. The power, excuse me, don't know what that is, but, all right. The power to help you to come over sexual addictions. The power to help you to come over overcome drug addictions. The power to help you to overcome lying to people. The power to help you to overcome whatever issue you had in your life. Does everybody understand that? The power of the cross. And that's what we have to understand, and that's what we need to tell people. We don't tell people I'm a Christian. That's great. You need to tell them about the story of your life. The day when the power of God came over my life and my whole life was changed. My whole life was changed. I told you before, as a drug dealer, I was also a cocaine addict. 3 to 5 grams of cocaine per day, every day, for 5 years that I can remember. But the day that the power of God hit my life, when I said, God, I can't take this no more, fire! I never went back, never went to rehab. End of story, we're talking about 30 years. So you can't tell me that God can't do nothing. You might be able to tell somebody else that, but you can't tell me. I'm a living witness of what the power of God can do. Why? Because of that cross. See, we have to understand how powerful the cross of Jesus Christ is. That's why the enemy is trying to do everything he can to wipe out all the evidence of God in this earth. Out of schools, out of government buildings, out of everything, and they're foolish enough to buy into it. But you can't stop that cross. They've been trying for 2,000 years to stop it, but they can't stop it. But as far as the churches, you have to understand what that power is. Why? Because I got access to that power. That's what keeps me strong. I got access to that power to make me love my wife each and every day of my life. I got the power to love my kids even when they're going wayward. I got the power to love people who are unkind to me and say all types of nasty things to me. I got the power to love you even when you don't want to love me. That's the power. That's the power. That's the power that God has given each and every born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the power. Remember they sang that song, I got the power, right? Yeah. But they ain't got what we got. Amen? They ain't got what we got. But we got to access that power. We got to get in this word. To exhibit the righteousness that is yours, you have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit's transforming work. All right? Jesus said of the Holy Spirit in John 16, when he comes, he will lead and guide you into all truth. And he will teach you all things. And he will not speak of his own authority. He'll only speak of that, what he hears. Do you understand the Godhead, how in line that the Godhead is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Always in line. Always in line. Never out of order. Never out of order. That's why power shows up. Psalms 133 says how good and pleasant it is that the brethren dwell together in unity, because it's there where God commands the blessing. That's where God commands the blessing. When we are in unity together under the power and authority of the Holy Spirit, we are greater than any army on earth. And I don't care how many bombs they got, how many missiles they got. I don't care what they got. Because when we start praying, it says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. See, we got power. We just don't access the power. You understand what I mean? But Paul said, I'm not ashamed. See, I'm not ashamed of this gospel, because I realize that it is the power of God to them who believe. See, we got to believe. You got to believe that I have the power. Yes, I might not like the situation. Yes, I might not like the circumstance, but that still does not negate the power that lives inside of you. Does everybody understand that? It still does not negate the power for you to overcome that situation and that circumstance. See, we got to stop whining and crying about stuff, about how hard it is. Nobody said this was going to be easy. Whoever told you this Christian walk was going to be easy, if they did, they told you a lie. They told you a lie. Jesus said the thief, he called the devil a thief in John 10:10. He said the thief comes for one reason, to seek, to kill, and destroy. And he's on that mission every day of his life. And the only reason why he takes us captive is because we get distracted with other things. We get distracted. Peter said, be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Seeking. Your adversary. Adversary is not friend. Okay? If you ever watch the Discovery Channel, them cheetahs with them gazelles, they ain't not your friends, all right? Because it's a bad ending with them, all right? But we have to understand that we have a real enemy, okay? Does everybody understand that? You have a real enemy of your soul, and he's going to try everything he can to upset your life, upset your mind, upset your family, upset your children, upset your finances, upset everything that he possibly can in your life if you don't understand that I got the power to keep him out of there. You understand? It's one thing for somebody to try it, but then it's another thing for you to allow him to do it. Not when you have the power. Not when you have the power to keep him out of my marriage. Not when I have the power to keep him out of my finances. Not when I have the power to keep him out of my mind, out of my mouth, out of my emotions, out of everything that belongs to God. Because it all belongs to him. You have the power to keep him out. Don't let him in. God has given you the power. Operate in the power that Christ died and gave you each and every day of your life. Amen? Luke 37:137. In the Amplified, it says, for with God, nothing is ever impossible. No word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. That's why God said in Isaiah, as the rain and the snow comes down, so goes forth my word that proceedeth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish the very thing that I sent it out to do. This word has power. You understand? This word in your mouth has power. You just got to release it. Amen? You just got to release it. You want to see things start changing in your life, you just got to release and believe. But the one thing is, you have to believe. And believe means to trust in, to adhere to, and to rely on. Don't stop praying just because nothing changed in your life yesterday or today or next week. Keep praying. When he says ask and you shall receive, he says ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Amen? I do construction, and there's sometimes that we got to take sledgehammers, what we used to. Let me back up with that. We got them Hilti drills now. That they're crazy enough to ask you to bust down a concrete wall. Now, anybody that's ever does this knows that it takes more than one hit to bust that block and to bust that mortar. All right? I don't know. It might be 10. It might be 15. But once you break out that first block, it's a done deal. The wall is coming down. And I'm saying that to say this to somebody. Don't give up on what you're praying for. Don't give up on your family members. Don't give up on believing what God said in his word that he's going to do in your life. You keep hammering heaven with that word, and sooner or later that one block is going to come out, and then you're going to be able to dismantle the whole wall. The things that have been blocking you, you're going to be able to get them out of your way. The things that have been holding you back is going to get out the way. The things that put a ceiling, it seems like I got a ceiling over my head. Did everybody ever feel like that? And I'm praying, and it's just bouncing off the wall and hit me back on that head. It's going to break through because of the power that lives in me. See, we got to start making confessions. It's the power that lives in me. The power that lives in me. The same power that conquered the grave. It lives in me. It lives in me. That's your right as a child of God, that the power lives in you each and every day. And then, you know, once you allow the power to start operating in your life, you'll never have to preach or teach anything, because people is going to see the evidence of something greater in your life. And I want whatever's in your life in my life. But it comes when we get ourselves out of the way. Listen to what it says, and I'm going to close. The same scripture in the Amplified. Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ. For it is God's power working unto salvation, for deliverance from eternal death. For everyone who believes with personal trust and a confident surrender, a firm reliance to the Jew first, and then also the Greek." See, the thing that we don't like is this surrender thing. We don't like to surrender because we have surrendered our lives to people who have dogged us out, mistreated us, betrayed us, and did everything else. But when it comes to this gospel, you must understand that God so loved the world, and everything else that's going on in this world, God still loves this world. Does everybody understand that? So get your mind off of CNN and all their nonsense, their sensationalism and everything else that they try to do, and get your mind back on the gospel, that God so loves the world. And you need to tell people about the death, the burial, and the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, and it's going to change your life. Because the same God, and tell him your story. Tell him your story. Don't forget where God has brought you from. Because all of you have a story, just like I got a story. God has brought me from a great deliverance. Not only drugs, sexual misconduct, and everything else. And I told you, and I'm going to keep telling people. My wife, we've been married going on 15 years. She has never once had to worry about a text message, email, phone call from another female. Why? Because the power of God that's over my life transformed my life. And I only look one way, and that's right there on that seat, right there. That power is available to everybody. Everybody just close your eyes. Stand to your feet for a minute. That power that transforms life, that power that transforms nations, that power that transforms marriages, that power that transcends death, sickness, illness, disease, whatever it is, that power is available today. Close your eyes, because there might be somebody here that just heard for the first time that God loves you in spite of you. God is not intimidated by sin. He took care of that on the cross with Jesus Christ. God's not intimidated by anything that you might be doing.